Hello, everyone. Welcome to this College Football Daily here on Full Press Radio, Full Press Coverage. I'm your host, Jim Berenger. You can get this daily along with the rest of the dailies and podcasts from Full Press Coverage on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Here it is. The final college football rankings are here. The Final Four is set. The CFP playoff is set. New York Six Bowls are set. Came down to championship weekend, and we knew Friday night what was going to go down on Sunday today when the college football rankings were announced. We didn't know what the order was going to be, but we knew the four teams. And those four teams are Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State, because on Friday night, USC goes down at the hands of Utah. And Utah wins the Pac-12 championship again, back-to-back years, back-to-back trips to the Rose Bowl. USC needed to win, and they would have been in. They didn't. They come up short. Again, go check out the nightcap recap in regards to this. But the turning point, 17-3, you're going for it. I understand you want to get the jugular, but that gave Utah so much momentum in that second quarter, tied the game, and into the half, the running game took over. Yes, USC got it close, down three, but it was just too much Utah running the football, opening the passing game, Sam Rising. So USC was out. Then Saturday comes the Big 12 championship game. And TCU goes down in overtime, undefeated no more at the hands of Kansas State and the Wildcats. Deuce Vaughn, big game for the Wildcats, and Kansas State played great. I mean both teams, it was a great game, Big 12 of championship. Max Duggan put this team on his shoulders. The receivers got to come up for Duggan, but the Horned Frogs deserve to be there. I didn't think, as we said, analyzing the rankings and analyzing the playoff, I think the top three were set. It was just going to be the order who was going to lose. And TCU had its spot because they were playing an extra game. And yes, even with the loss and a close loss, it was literally inches. Overtime, they go for it, try to give the handoff. You get short. I think you would have QB sneak twice there because Duggan was running the ball well. And he wanted to win that. And then there would have been no doubt about it. There was some anxiety for TCU. But they were getting in because playing in that extra game. SEC championship, Georgia took handle business against LSU. I don't think they like the 547 yards they gave up or the 30 points, but them playing in Atlanta, they know what to do. They took care of business again. So three games in Atlanta this year for Georgia: the opening game against Oregon, the SEC title game, and the semifinal against Ohio State, who's the fourth team. And yeah, everybody talks about backing their way in, but Ohio State's the most deserving team here. Let's be honest here. Yes, they didn't play for a conference championship. Yes, they have a loss, and it was a bad loss, and it was in the fourth quarter to Michigan, who's been running the ball all over everybody, even without Blake Corum, Devon Edwards, J.J. McCarthy, Cornelius Johnson. Just they're opening up the passing game. Their defense is good, complete team, second half team. Most points in the nation in the second half. They took care of business against Purdue on Saturday night. It was a close game early, but then they pulled away. It was the Devon Edwards show again in the second half. He was just unbelievable for this team to have some time off. They'll get a good TCU team. I mean, looking at these matchups, everybody talks about, oh, TCU doesn't belong. Well, TCU belongs. You have four top 25 wins. You lose to a top 10 team in the Big 12 championship. You're going up against a very, very good Michigan team. And let's not deny this. Michigan last year embarrassed in the semifinal game against Georgia. Nobody was stopping Georgia last year. But Michigan, it's got a chip on their shoulder. They're playing like a chip on their shoulder. They're talking about wanting Georgia in the final. It may be like Ohio State, where it's like, oh, Ohio State had that talk against Clemson. They wanted that rematch. I think Michigan is going to dominate TCU. It's going to be a close game, but don't get me wrong. But I think they'll pull away like they always do with the running game, Devon Edwards. But again, there's time to break down these games. TCU belongs in this conversation because of what they've done all year with their body of work. And I don't want to hear about, and the excuses they trailed all their games. You know what? Yeah, they trailed, but they came back and won all those games, especially against the Kansas State team. Down 18, 17, 11. They are the comeback kids, and they almost did it again in the Big 12 championship game on the back of Max Duggan, who got his team to overtime. And if it wasn't for inches or, and then a field goal by Kansas State in overtime, TCU remains undefeated, and there's no doubt about it. It's going to be an interesting game. I like the matchup. Good for TCU staying at three because, to be honest, even when Ohio State and TCU had the same record, one was going to fall, and the committee talked about it, and they rewarded TCU for playing that extra game and playing a very, very tough schedule. No divisions, straight up conference, because guess what? The Big 12 was left out of this thing the first year in 2014 because they didn't have a championship game. They said, "Oh, we're not going to have a championship game. We're just everybody's going to play everybody, and that's the record." But it hurt them because then Ohio State was able to vault and win it the opening year of this thing. So good on TCU, good on the committee for keeping it there because they earned it for the four top 25 victories. Yes, they came back. You want to see more, but this TCU team is motivated to win this year. And they're going to be up for a challenge because a very, very good Michigan team. On the other side, you have Georgia, best team in the nation, the number one ranked team in college football. Going, trying to go back to back. There's never been a repeat winner. Just keep that in mind if we get to Michigan and Georgia, because there's never been a repeat winner. Ohio State's got its work cut out for them because of what happened in that second half against Michigan. Georgia has an explosive team. Yeah, you can nitpick and say they don't have explosive plays, but they're conservative with the ball, very good managing. That defense is really good. You have Georgia's playing a home game in Atlanta. I mean, let's be honest, they had three games now in Atlanta. So Ohio State up against the wall, going to go on the road. Very, very hostile environment. Georgia's going to feed off that crowd. And, Ohio State backed in, but you know what? They're a better team. If you compare Alabama and Ohio State, you have to give the edge to Ohio State because Ohio State's looked like a top four team all year. Alabama hasn't. And that's the difference. Everybody, you want to hear Nick Saban make the rounds, talking about eye tests, what they did at the end of the year. What you did at the end of the year, let's be honest, you beat up on bad teams at the end of the year. Okay. And if you were to beat Tennessee or you beat LSU, you're especially LSU, you would have been in the SEC title game against Georgia. So, and would have had a chance to get into this thing. And Nick Saban can make the media rounds all he wants, talking about all teams' bad losses at the end of the year. Yeah, teams' bad losses. That's why Tennessee's not above Alabama, because Tennessee should be above Alabama based on head to head. But the committee said they had a bad loss at the end of the year to South Carolina. Not for nothing, South Carolina also knocked off Clemson. And that's the reason Clemson's not in this thing, or else, would it win in the ACC title game, they'd probably be in this thing. So to me, the argument of bad losses and what they did at the end of the year, Nick never addressed the issue of the wins that he had, close wins that he had, and talking about other teams like Tennessee, always like, oh, well, we lost and two losses were 4 points. Yeah, but what about your wins? They weren't good against good Texas team that TCU beat, crushed, dominated. Your Texas A&M and Ole Miss wins. Texas A&M, you barely beat. You needed, I don't know what Jimbo Fisher was thinking. And Alabama would never have been in the conversation. They would have been outside the top 10, maybe top 10. But Alabama was never getting in this thing as much as Nick was on the TV. That was just more because Nick was on TV because, let's be honest, they needed something to fill 3 hours up until when the rankings were released because Alabama was not getting in. Once USC lost Friday night, we knew who the four teams were. You could make an argument that Ohio State could have jumped TCU because of the whole year when they had similar records. But now Ohio State is going to play Georgia in a very, very tough environment. And good, because they deserve to be there because they're one of the best teams. Committee got it right. They've gotten it right. You can say about, oh, certain things over the years about the committee and knocking them and bashing them for not getting things right. They got it right this year. It was academic, pretty much. It was really academic, to be honest. So, yes, the Alabama fans are going to be mad. Oh, we should be there. We're a top four team. You're not a top four team. Top four teams don't lose two games. Top four teams don't struggle. This isn't one of Nick Saban's best teams ever. or in recent memories, I can look at the teams that won national championships or lost in a national championship game, and they were much better than this team. I'm putting the eye test up against this. If Hayden Hooker doesn't get hurt, Tennessee's a better team than Alabama right now and should be playing in the Sugar Bowl, but they're not. So, yeah, Nick Saban wants to talk all about, two lost team needs to be there. They didn't play in a conference championship. End of discussion. The only way two lost team was getting in is if LSU beat Georgia and Georgia, but LSU lost their last game, so they were already out of the equation. But it's Ohio State and it's Georgia, and it's going to be a fun matchup, different styles. Can Ohio State, CJ Stroud, that offense expose Georgia a little bit? Can Georgia get exposed that Ohio State defense? There's going to be a lot of time to play the matchup game as we'll break down both semifinal matchups on New Year's Eve. But everything worked out as planned. So it's going to be Georgia and Ohio State in the Peach Bowl, Michigan, TCU in the Fiesta Bowl, New Year's Eve. It's going to be, those games are going to be fun. Right now, Georgia probably has a tougher matchup, but when they play better teams, that's when they step up. And you see that, saw that this year against LSU, against the Tennessee. When they need to bring their game against Oregon, they can do it. They've scored 97 points in that building this year. So look for them to score more points. So it's going to be good. That's the top four. So the rest of the rankings came out. So we already knew that the Sugar Bowl was going to be Alabama and Kansas State based on just affiliations. Alabama, the higher ranked SEC team, going to go there. You have the Orange Bowl going to be Tennessee and Clemson. That's going to be a good matchup. Clemson, we haven't seen the best of them, but North Carolina's defense is not that good. So we knew Clemson was going to win going away. So that'll be a fun match, but no Hayden Hooker. Let's see how Tennessee matches up against Clemson. Can we see the best Clemson team? And this is the first time since the start of the playoff, no Alabama, no Clemson. Second time for Alabama missing the playoffs. In the Rose Bowl, it's going to be Utah and Penn State. And good on Penn State for getting this spot because Purdue didn't deserve to go there despite going to the Big 10 championship. There's no way they were going to Pasadena. The way Penn State was set up for eight, they were going to go against the Pac-12 winner, and it is Utah. So Utah will go to the Rose Bowl, play Penn State. That'll be a fun game that day after New Year's on the second because the NFL is on New Year's Day. And in the Cotton Bowl, USC Tulane wins the American, the highest ranked non-group of five team will go there. So those are some of the other bowl matchups. Now, everybody wants to point to the 12-team playoff, right? So if we go to the 12-team playoff and it goes into this year, right? Think about this for a second. It would have been Georgia, Michigan, Clemson, and Utah get the byes because it's the top four highest ranked conference champions. Kansas State would have a road game. Tulane would go on the road. That's not fair for a team that won their conference championship. I think it should be the top four conference champions, obviously. A team with a lesser record would automatically get in because they get automatic be a conference champion. So Purdue could have been in this thing as well. However, Tulane and Kansas State should be hosting games, not going on the road. How to go on the road to play a team like Tennessee, team like Alabama, that's not fair. Same with Tulane. They should be hosting a game. So you can divvy out. So to me, you could argue Clemson could go over Tennessee just because they won a conference championship. Same with Utah, but that's nitpicking. But good on UTSA and Troy getting into the top 25. South Carolina's up at 19. Pac-12 looks good out of this thing. LSU drops. Oregon State's there, 14, 15. Washington at 12. There's going to be some good bowl matchups this year. But if you think about it, everything's perfect the way it's supposed to be. So now it's time to dissect the games. Look at the penultimate format. Next year is going to be the last year we have the top four teams. In a year in college football, you almost wonder, hey, we had championship weekend. Imagine if we still had the BCS, Michigan, Georgia in the national championship game. But glad they have that extra game because sometimes over a month is too much time off. Georgia can get back in the rhythm, Michigan can get back in the rhythm, and everything goes on. Before we get out of here, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders heading to Colorado. The news broke last night during the games. He's leaving Jacksonville State to go to Colorado, Buffaloes. So Prime Time's going big time, leaving the SWAC to go to the Pac-12. It's a good position for him because he can recruit. He can get players because of the NIL, and he knows how to coach. So look out for Colorado. But college football playoff set, New Year's Six bowls are set. The rest of the bowl games will come out. A lot of analysis to dive deeper as we get into it. Come start of bowl season, New Year's Eve games, day after New Year's games. They call them the New Year's Six this year. They'll all be played on January 2nd because of the NFL. But college football rankings. Georgia takes on Ohio State, Michigan, TCU in the playoff. It's been Jim Berenger, the College Football Daily. Talk to you real soon. Find this podcast along with all the other podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Talk to you real soon. Have a good night and enjoy the week and get ready for some great games in bowl season.